What about the patient who's postmenopausal and has been started on tamoxifen, comes in to see you for a second opinion or moves and comes to see you? This is a patient who you might have started on an aromatase inhibitor to start with, but somebody else started on tamoxifen. Now you're seeing her 2 years later, for example. How would you approach that situation?
I will discuss with the patient switching to an aromatase inhibitor at that point, or completing 5 years of tamoxifen and switching to an aromatase inhibitor at that point. Either one is a viable strategy. It's interesting that the studies of the switching strategy have shown a larger magnitude of benefit from switching to an aromatase inhibitor than when the comparison is up front, aromatase inhibitor to tamoxifen. Now, why this is somewhat mysterious to me. There are several possibilities. One is, of course, a different patient populations. Two, it could be there's some sort of priming effect with tamoxifen, which sort of sets the tumor up for aromatase inhibition. If this is the case, then a question is, how long should you give tamoxifen? Maybe you could do the same thing with 3 months or 6 months, something like that. So biologic studies need to be done to look at that hypothesis. Another possibility is that by treating a patient for 2 years with tamoxifen, you're kind of selecting out the patients who are hormone responsive. So those patients who are tamoxifen resistant, at least, will have relapsed in that period of time. So you're really looking at a group of patients that's enriched for hormone responsiveness, and it's these patients who particularly benefit from a better hormone. Or it could be, to some extent, a statistical anomaly because you're kind of throwing away those first 2 years. So that it's an interesting observation. I think it does have possible biologic explanations that should be explored. From a practical point of view, if I see somebody in this situation, I will generally recommend switching to an aromatase inhibitor. Now, the other issue in this situation is, how long should an aromatase inhibitor be given? The studies that were done that looked at this strategy essentially completed 5 years of hormonal therapy. So a patient who took tamoxifen for 2 years, was switched to an aromatase inhibitor, was treated for 3 years. If you complete 5 years of tamoxifen and switch, as was done in MA17, the protocol called for 5 years of aromatase inhibitor therapy. When people have looked at the rate at which these patients relapsed, it continued to show benefit up to 5 years. So that my practice is, when I switch someone at 2 years, I will generally give 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor at that point, and I will tell them that 5 years from now, hopefully we'll have more information, and I may recommend that they continue further. But for right now, I will give 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor, recognizing that that's not what was done in the studies that showed a benefit from this switching approach.
What about the patient who's been on an aromatase inhibitor for 5 years? How do you approach the question of whether to stop it or keep it going?
Well, this is a tough situation. I will generally stop the treatment. If someone is at high risk, a node-positive patient, is tolerating treatment well, I will discuss with them continuing treatment. My gut feeling is that it will be better to continue the aromatase inhibitor treatment, and whether patients should be treated on my gut feelings instead of data, we can argue, but in some situations, if that's all you have to go on, that's what we'll go on.